Do jin zho na la zhan zho parata Da ne jia sun ji da ki jin zho ji Sun na yin ji ru lai bin san jin ru bai zho Chu dang zho ji jho na la Da ne jia sun ji da ki jin zho ji Benzer zanje lo baro
Sudan zanje damano Zanje baro Dani cha sunje Tari zanzoi jibre samaj Roda benzer zanje lo
baro Gujin ya bada jiso yara Korgen zorwa Gewa jonze dagi jes Gembo rongo Sum san je dam je je ngô wo re dan jeng gu ra jam je chab da zung me bar dang la ma da Xeb je do zhe ma me ba la sa ta jin je su je Je wa ne zhe rab dam je dan dar wa me bar je su zung do su Bar dang dor jeng jang wa re gen chab da la ma gar ma Jinggur kuen jen jung ne si chi pa je ye dan nan jurum Tene kuen je se po wan jur chu chung pe jen jam dal Nan jur cha che ke pe de don dal me tu chi chung ha ran su
O la so ta lan tong la Rāntō ngū xēpā tā yedā jēpā nī yēpā lē nīpā yedā jēpā rē. Nīpā yedā jēpā nī yō lā tēpē yūrmī sēm sō tōng, sēm lā tēpē sēmī ngū yū tōng, nī lā tēpē nī zēn rānsā chōr, wō yasar sēm jē nē lōk tōk pār xō xī sāvā sōng tē.
Then we had this explanation about Shamatha and Vipassana, the two sections, and the union of those, and now we are in the second one. On page 62, line 4, where it says Nipa. So then in the explanation of Vipassana, again there were two. There was one giving the actual explanation, and the second was clarifying all the doubts, cutting the doubts about the nature of mind. And so this is the second here. It says Shitsa Chipa, and followed by the root text. Yula tepe yulme semsotong, and so on. So by viewing the object or looking at the object, there is no object. One is looking at the mind or seeing them as mind, seeing them as mind. Semla tepe by looking at the mind, seming ngowe tong, there is no mind. It is empty. From its own essence, by nature or by essence empty. Nila tepe, by looking on both of them, then nidzin rangsar dol, the dualistic clinging will be self-liberated or is self-liberated. Ösa zemji nilok topar sho may realize the nature of the mind which is clear and luminous.
Tangbu yo la tepe yurme semsun tong hipa ti tsingdere do de tsingdere kherjandu. Teyang yorne, yo la tepe hipa yorde karresen yorne, zo, ra, te, ro, rikza, chu namde. chusijide yiyirde akarbi chuture. Chu namde ganhyar je nama ganhyar je nama teda ke tengdo tengdo tene nyambar yakpe gomzong ge hirap neyor nam ne dang yor nam rango madopa rango ngobu madopa sir tongdo madopa rango ngobu madopa sem zang de tongwan jor che sem zang de tongwan jor che da che kang wa dang bu de wa dang bu che ran de jor da arbe
ge ge kap su sem zang de che dang sem zang ya me na de kap su yan tak pesen de
tak pesen na ko kure
So then again going into the commentary, then it says on line 5, page 62, Deyang Yolne. So what is here the object? Sukta Tredo Riksachi. So those five objects of the six objects of the six perceiving consciousnesses, like form.
Same zon tong said. Jirzang same ko ko sernde. Same zon to tene yeji same na tebe same ngo dong ko dwa.
Alpesen. Re. Form, sound, taste, touch, and phenomena, and then kangsha jindangwa, so whatever arises, so that indicates that all phenomena means in this case all the phenomena that arise to one's mind. Deta ki tengtu, dene, so based on this one is looking on those, or which also means like to, the one is analyzing them, so having looked on them and or analyze them, then Yampar Shakri one is resting, through resting one is meditating, then Yampar Shakri Gom, and then through this, then again this is meditation, there is the intelligence arising out of this meditation. Gom Songi Shedab, Nelug Nampar, Nelug Nam Rango Mato Par Sem Sam Tu Tongwar Jor. So by that intelligence arising through meditation, one will see that those objects, the capsule ne, yodana ne,
ne, se jete, neyer, neyer nam. Ne the chicks and ne kang dao, your tesser jio dao. Yana ne no jinjit, your zoo tataro. Yes.
So that ne, the place, so means referring to the vessel and then of the world, and your objects are the objects of the five senses. That those, Rango Matropa, in their very essence, they are not existing, and one will see them as being just mind. So to say, easygoing then by having analyzed or looked on all those objects arising to one's mind, like form, sound, smell, and so on, then one, once resting, then meditating, through the intelligence arising from that meditation, one will discover that, or will see that all those objects and the outer vessel of the world, by essence, they are not really existing, but just mind.
Semla tepe semi ngoitong, ta tse kangba nipi deo. Te kinto, semje rango la tene, semje ngogo la tene, semje rango la tene, nyambari yakbun tu, nyambari yakbun tu, nyambari yakbe, nyambari yakbe, nyambari yakbe, nyambari yakbe, nyambari yakbe, nyambari Nyambari yagpun tu, sem deyang, sem deyni jang yami tzada to tokpun jirvata.
Then the second line is commented by the following, says, Deshin tu in the same way, likewise, sem ni ji rango la tene, so having analyzed and looked in the essence of one's, of the mind itself, of that mind itself, that very mind, perhaps after having looked by analyzing in the essence of that very mind, Nyambar Shakri Tu, by the force of that, of meditation, Semjang, the mind as well, timid, subtle to talk parashur, one will realize as being without a basis or a ground and without root.
Tanda semjo ngola tenang gombe sem to drag to tanda raba to patata. Yemi tada to tokpate, to drag to tokpatana.
So when it says like one realizes that the mind is without any root or foundation, then that means the same thing as saying it is beyond mental conception.
Ni la te pe ni zin rang sa chu. Yur sem ni ga. Ronya do nyambar yak bun tu. Yak bu kap so. Yur dan sem ni ga. Ronya do nyambar yak bun tu. Yur yur chi ni sen zin ba yimi do rang sa chu an yur sem.
And then in the next line it says, looking on both, one, then the dualistic clinging will be self-liberated, which is commented by the rest on the line, page 62. Nangsem nikar ronyam tu nyambar shakve tu. So by resting in the way that one resting in that way that appearance and mind, they are perceived as being equal, of same taste. Then through the power of this meditation, that dualistic clinging on the stronghold to object and subject as two, shimito rangsar jorva jorva, so that will become self-liberated, as having no foundation, no origin of arisal, it will become self-liberated.
Sir, semje ne lok to parikho. Thab te tab la tin semje rangi drapadan tarve. Wo sarve ne lok. Wo sarve ne lok kar re. Wo sarve ne lok te. Same general, ye depart the traverse at the Sedan Dua. Depart the traverse, Senna, who serve a nail of prayer. Travena, who serve a nail. Jetawa ye Manor water, tope, Lantongi, he ever showjiko, showjik pow. Oh, yeah.
Then it says, Tap data will attain it based on those means, then. Rangshinchi, naturally, Tripadang Jalve, so being naturally liberated from obscurations, that is his instrumental case of possession, so one should notice by the fact that one is naturally liberated from obscurations, then what happens? Ö salvesemchi nelok chitabashin tokpa, tokpe langtongi yeshik yevara shokti. So, or to say it's just first as the straight sentence, then it will be naturally being liberated from those obscurations. The nature of the mind, which is clear and luminous, results in empty neluk, chitavashin tokpe langtong, so the primordial wisdom of seeing the superior, which is realizing that nature of the mind being clear and luminous just as it is, there will be born, and then the shock indicates that one wishes for this, for that birth.
Dandi tiki de tarcha ge tsindir ya po to tsindin de Lolia was only a monster. Tarjak and Tarjak is in the Hajat in Dendua. Tarja and Tarja, Tarja, see the take lama by Hajat. Tarjak is in Triapodo. Sing Dendet was in the Lolos only a monster. What a way.
Which is as in this commentary, this word commentary, which goes just along with all the words of the root verse, that is very clear and very nice, and also not so long. So Rinpoche says it's very good if one could learn that the heart. Any questions?
Yeah, I'm so.
So there's without foundation, without root, without achievable tava meba, then
ye meba tava meba ne meba ye se jude ye ta me se jude yorda sem karlte na ya rekwe thor rekwe thor ba kapse ne ya me ba tenda ra ba.
So means that if one analyzes or searches for it with logical reasoning, one can't find any place where it actually abides. That is meant by shime.
Tanda korba korban thurba re thurba tele yeng oma mebre. Kare se na thurba tsawa marek bare marek barang la ta kin je na ngo yo mare the ni ye kan yo mare. Korba yeme ta ta.
So in short, what is samsara, the cycle of rebirth or world that is without foundation, without any root, because the actual cause for that whole samsara is ignorance, and that ignorance, if one looks for it, one can't any place actually where it abides. So that is without root, or that means without root or with any ground for arisal.
These are the malaria, the yemi, the topa, the picture that you know what answer. Korban turba re turba le yeta yo mare ye me ba za ba me ye turbe ye za ba koran ngoma yo mare ngoma de maro pare.
That's why in Miller River said in the song that Ramaji quoted yesterday,
kana ngoma katang aro
katang mare
tereng ga katang re chiksa na katang re katang isa
ring da seru sunde
re re zer sun zer sun zer sun re ta zer sun kom zer sun pa aur katang ikin.
So then, in that verse of Miller River, he says, Trulpa Shimitu Doksana, if one understands that once one has understood that the confusion or delusion is without origin, ground of origin, then this reflection of the mind, being the reflection of that moon and the water, will be free from pollution.
Tere, yang gombo lorup je, oma rekpa tukjo pala yang ye me ba, ti sikie ti yore, sikie jor jawa yuwa te yuma chik loo te chanang su, ti sikie kawa yu chung. Ore, jis chik loo ta, sang shupa chik loo na. Ne mi, mikpa yuma yisi, ne me ba, ye me ba, sikie yuwa, te yang chik loo ni yabudu.
In the 16 stanzas, in the 16 reasonings of Nagarjuna, there's also one verse dealing with that shime, with that having no origin or no basis of arisal, then that is, we have the translation of those, and Michael can read that tomorrow or later.
Right. Then in Gombo Lodup Jang Korva, Korva Denbar Madu Bijun Sinchik, Marek Korvatawa Marek Pare, Marek Pak Rangang O Madu Besena, Tele Soma Tamjang O Madu Besonere, Repachik Lodup Gombo Lodup, Droven Gombo, Pan Gom Pakwa Lodup.
So there's one, the reasoning of Nagarjuna is in the way that he says, so what is samsara? That came from ignorance, and understanding that ignorance itself is has no inherent essence, then it follows automatically that the whole of samsara is also without inherent essence.
Tene malare pentrupa yemi to toktana sonjo teda tenda chikwaye.
So that is equivalent to the meaning of Milarepa's verse when he says, having understood that the confusion is without ground of origin.
Tene tatva kare yo Tanda Sema Tamte the Drab Nelo Tenila Nelo Hiba Tenila Ming the Drupin Sema Tamte Dang Drab Nelo Hiba Tenila Dikabji Hibande Numa Hibarawa Numa Hiba Tenila Tedang Ter Takbatsam Sijete Tedang Ter Tani Takbatsam Ming Takbatsam Tani Takbatsam Nelo Gome Wang the Senna, Tene, Ming Candetan, a young Tesso, Takbats, a tiny Takbats and Remato, Mola, Mola Madrobre. Mola Nelo, Nelo, Moma Tang, Ming, Tang, Tani, then Deva May, Yomar, Takbats,
Karatabar,
the Ming, Tang, Rare, Langdong Ming Takwa.
So it's, if you take the context of that phrase, then it was talking about that the very nature which is free from all kind of characteristics being the characteristics of thinking, meditation, you and knowledge and seeing and experience and so on. So that very nature, Shepa need to know this, knowledge of that very nature. So that knowledge is Shepa, is then this natural knowledge, the natural mind, knowing it. So that when that's kind of obvious from the context, and then towards this, now Shepa Tenila, then Dedang Ter Takwa Sam. So it is to call a label it like so and so. So this Dedang Ter, usually I said like that refers to a variety of then different things, but it says not necessarily. So it's actually like if you say it's called like so and so, it doesn't have to be many. And in that context, we are in the explanation of what is Langtong, or the seeing of the superiority or the superior reality. And so it's just it's just labeling this that mind, that natural mind, knowing the nature with our being free from any characteristics. It's labeling that Langtong.
Mm-hmm.
Calling it so.
Tedang terte yang ni le koya zuna Langtong tedang. Yuga ni linji saja chenpo ngondu seba sendwa. Langtong tedang saja chenpo terta kwa tham sena yung dhaka.
One could also take, say, well, if it's labeling them with either like Vipassana or Langtong, or superior seeing, and or one could say like labeling Mahamudra, because later on it says somewhere, then may that great Mahamudra manifest.
Di junsen karirasana, same je nelok tamarji khipa te ming dan sema tamji len deba yinbe. Ming dan sema tamji len deba yinbe se na, ming kare je ta na yang takpa tamri. Rwa? Nyungushiba.
So why is like this? Because that natural mind, that natural knowledge or awareness, that is in itself is free, of course, from many kind of concepts and free of names. So then whatever name you put on it, there will be just concepts. It's merely labeled. It doesn't say anything. There's no connection to the essence.
Then you may hear about Tamarji Hiba say, Jona Yang Tani, the Yina Yang Tani Jimina. Then in Mongba Chagra, Kayan Jutu Marawa, Tani Jigo.
Even saying
Kayan Jaya
or something like that, that would be ordinary mind. There's just name. Nothing but name. Just labeling. No relation to the real thing. But nevertheless, if one doesn't use names at all, doesn't rely on names, then the whole world will become ignorant. You have to have some basis.
Che majuna tamato. Gombo lodobji mengdo takpara maze na jikti thamje mongbara jor songbara. Ming mina tene kanya lawya yong bare.
So Nagarjuna has said if one doesn't apply names and terms, then the whole world will become ignorant.
Deve Gombo Tam Kebe Chunam Ming the Dark Parentes. Deve Drobon Gombo Sanje Tam Keba Latine Chunam the Ming Tan Naso Dark Parentes Pare somewhere.
For that reason, the very skillful, great protector of beings, which is the Buddha, he has introduced different names and terms for the phenomena.
Oh, yeah. Deneya, ta? Ta kareo. Koran.
Nama di Lui Yulin Deba Seva Tese Hakuma Sampa.
Re, Tese Kaleka Pare. Kunzop the Lui Yorda Re. Lui Yorda Nama di Namante Kunjobre, Lo Kunjobi Yore, Yang Takwal Lawyer Nendeba, Nelo Moma de Lawyer Deba, Deco Gugudo. Nansor Rang de Lone de Lolendeba Mare, Nansor de Nelo Moma de Lolendeba.
Well, it's a bit difficult to say, to understand just even just like this, but what it means is, in fact, when we see things, and that what we see is in we understand by our intellect or by conception, but that is just the mere way of appearance. to say that the real phenomena they are beyond conceptualization or not the field of intellect, that means that the real nature of those phenomena we cannot grasp by concept. They're just the mere appearance, which is relative, which is appearing in to our concepts, and that we can of course perceive them.
Pe na mlam jin na wa mlam to na wa na so sha na na wa na so te mlam ngo ma hi pa kap so ngo ma hi pa nam do ge yo re ngo hi pa kap so ngo hi pa si rap ji yo re yin ne yang mlam ngo hi pa kap so mlam jin na wa te la khan de si so wa re tak ke ta na de ne mlam jin na wa te yin ne lok te ne lok ngo ma te lo yo le de pa re Karas and Lol Devarasena, Malango Hippa Kapsa Nama de Mune Seleo Mare Malamre, Semja Namare Seleo Mare Seleme, but Nama de Candes and the Hare Takiatama Kapsa Tene and Bay Taber, Travel Jagger, Tene Lolendero. Tene Loyal and Day. Then there was some good.
Very good example for that, which is just a dream. If in the dream we look at those appearances of the dream, then as long as we don't notice that it is just a dream, we have those concepts of we have conceptual thinking about this phenomena. Then when we realize the dream, then we have that intelligence investigating those phenomena. But however, if we really then start thinking, like where actually do all those phenomena come from? So what's the nature, the origin of that, what appears right now always to us, then it's very difficult to say. It becomes very subtle because for one we understand that, well, they're not outside of the mind because it's just dream. But then it's still difficult to say where actually do they come from then, to see one phenomenon and to tell what's the cause of his arisal. If one thinks about that, it will be very difficult, and one has to think very subtle. So for that reason, one says the phenomena they are beyond the field of concepts or intellect.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's something.
This one.
It's okay. Swami says what is the common, what is our common perception? No? That means not only you but all the others perceive as well. No? So that is for you is then that appearance which come from the ripening of the karma. But that's one thing. But then there's still besides of those common appearances and phenomena, there are some phenomena which are not common, which are just personal, individual, and those there are like it is explained in this Chitanjini number table. Did you also go to this lesson here? This last text, huh? You have studied also. So then there is one chapter, you know, where it says then there is this common appearances, and there is this there are those not common personal experiences.
The Chuni Namji Tumonga Nama than Tumon Main Banama Hatha Yerejisa, Tejeran of Johnson.
So, Mr. Says, it would be very good if later you find some time to study this, this arisal of the common and the personal experiences according to the explanation in that book, this Chudan Chuni Namba Jiva.
tene ya ta ewe ya kondu sam
Da konnte schon bei da Thomson Typ denn genau. Thomson so.
Und Thomson da.
Den den dann ja da Zabaringa. Ja. Die Zabaringa da der ist fast ja nicht das End könnte sein aber. Ja, den könnte sagen bei ja die und dann Samsung Yellow da war Karyo.
Zabaringa
da könnte sein.
Nur Dundam je koin do zangbo tang, dung tang pe java ringa te, tene nyuma semche ne la wo esar tang, ngo che kore she pare.
So the ultimate kundu zangbo and the ultimate five dhyana buddhas, they are not different from the nature of man.
Res, jo yi takpa nyipa le song yu re, java ringa ten yang semche ne lo yinpa da ten da wo, takpa nyipa le mangbo song yu re.
So in one of this tantra commentary, was called Jutapanipa, which is a commentary on the Hivajra Tantra. So there are a lot of places where it says that the five Dhyana Buddhas, they are nothing else than the mind, the nature of mind. So relatively speaking, or in terms of our conceptual experience, then of course, there is an explanation, a different explanation for all of those Buddhas, huh? Saying that they are outside and they're like this and like that and have a special place where they abide and so on. But this is just in accord with our conceptual reality. So for that reason, one can say ultimately, on the ultimate level, then the ultimate deity, the ultimate mantra, the ultimate mandala, the ultimate five Dhyani Buddhas, they all are not different from the nature of mind.
Right. Okay. La ta jin kor man da ba so so yo ba nga so so yo ba ta so tam ji kun zub ji wang se pare
to say that all the deities are different, they have a different mantra and so on, so this is all merely on the conceptual level.
Are yeah.
Getting super the Shinichi gags
come down. Oh, right, right.
The Sum the Sing Mokpanyi.
Sing Mokpanyi.
The Sum Sumpare. The gags de la Salva Nyambo. The Yakshi Karu.
Sing Mok Salva Nyambo Yakshi de. Then Rekpa Ngarchi Kore. Saja Chembi Lola. Rekpa Ngarchi. Sem La Sarchandu. Zupo sang, lune sang, lune ngu ma lulu ndrawo yona ma lulu psede yona, lune sang, rikpa ngarchi isi de sem la sarcha tong, sem la ngarchi, sem la sarcha chi kogre. Kandis chi kore? Kandis chi kore? Mek nam kandis sa la ta, luce ne sang, sem sarcha chi, hipa la ngarchi isi re, hipa la ngarchi, sarcha chi, shuk chi, kogre. Kandis chi kore ta nyamari kyan ta ko.
So the best remedy is that in the Mahamudra context, then that one that thing what in Tibetan is called Rigpa Ngarchi. So I don't know how to
read. Rigpa Ngarchi Hyokki. Sem na Hyokki amado ge ikom ya de.
Seems to be something like to
sar sang sang rao se ya kore.
To reinforce one's mind or something like this, no? We have to see what kind of expression is the best. So how should it be done when, if before one was sitting very loose, then one should like strengthen one's body and make it sit upright and look a little bit upwards in the sky and give rise to some clarity in the mind by that effort.
Re chepar ta tene me kya me nam khala ta me thosal ta ne gom jam na tene ti sangma mo pa yong mare kan yin sen nga chu me chembo te ne ni khok to mare me khong ye chembo te ne ni chu khok to ko ta ta de jalab de khok to ko mare se la ta dang bo ta de la ta te me nam khala te ne gom na tene sangma ta mo pa ta ni te so yong mare.
So in fact, the best thing is like to look upwards in the sky. If you look in the wide expanse of the sky upwards, then with wide open eyes, so usually then we cannot fall asleep. So I said, I can't.
Kitang la gomba kapsan de jin dao gom na singwa da mokpa singwa mokpa ni chong na tatang kui tu ji chale mokpa te kore sendo. Sem goi ba nam do mangbo chong na yang kui me ji chale mokpa te kore sendo.
So in general, when says in the instructions on shamatha that when one's mind becomes a little bit dull and sleepy, then one should look upwards in the sky. And if one becomes too agitated and distracted to outer objects, then one should look a little bit more down. So there seems to be a difference in the way how one looks.
Hi, ten days me.
It's okay.
Hi. Then yeah, ta, to work here.
Your Lord be your mezzens on do. Sem Lord be seme ngodo. Ne Lord be nyeze raza.
Nibale Drupa may perang yin la, lanam, ladang hanam yan that name somewhere. Same genelo Drupa may perang yin tailor, the name ladang hanam yang that but never is somewhere. Tatering a madimarin. That is
the extra quotation from the Dutapa Nipa, the Hevacha Tantra commentary is that Drupa may perang yin
la, dang hanam yang that name.
So is that in the nature which is free from concepts, or in the nature which is simplicity, there are the deities and the mantras.
La tang ha.
Yang tak nezen akal.
Yang tak per neger. Mana neger? Zumbar neger, madu yang tak per neger.
They are really abide there.
Mana tane yang posen neger? Yang tak per neger. Tene ti che yogala jabare nga yang semje ne lok tin so.
So
tripa me parai.
After this verse then there is the explanation how all the different Dhyani Buddhas, again they are not different from that nature of mind, or they rest really in that nature of mind.
Re ti se no ta ten da wo sanga nga ka kapsa mangpa song ya tha yepa song yore se. Ten rawo nga lami ji kapsa tha yepa song yore, ti se na tong tamba langa kanga simji ne lukre.
So there are limitless quotations, or there's a countless amount of places where in the tantras it is mentioned that those deities and the mantra and so on, the five Dhyani Buddhas, they are really abiding in the nature of phenomena which is free from mental fabrication.
Don tambe semje ne lok te don tambe langa yimba tang don tambe langa nam semje ne lok da ngo yirmi be ke che chor ni yong re.
So there are two ways of expressing this or to explain this, and one is to say that the ultimate nature of mind, the real nature of mind, is the deity, or is the real deity, or one can say that ultimately spoken, then the nature of mind is in essence not different from the deities.
When the same thing is looked at, don't tamba lama yin batang, don't tamba chuki lama yin batang, don't tamba chuki lama te ranga same thing, yin me yin ba. The young heater new yonkri, second heater is chipa yonkri.
Lama yin ba.
Lama yin ba. Lama yin
ba. So, or for example, one could say that the nature of mind is the ultimate guru, like the Dhammakaya guru. Or one could say that the nature of mind is by essence not different from the ultimate guru.
Are di kechor te rang sem je ne lok sa tong ye mi tang la me thok sa tong ye mi ti ni la ngo ye ba yo mare ngo che ba yo mare nam do ga ma de ngo che ba yo mare te ta bi wang da se ne te ni to en dam je la ma tang rang sem je ne lo ngo ye mi de da.
So why is it like this? Because one's own mind by nature is clear and luminous, and the nature of the guru's mind is also clear and luminous. So taking away all those conceptual obscurations, then there is in fact no difference in essence. They're both clear and luminous and inseparable in essence.
Okay.
Other questions? This meeting of the mind of the guru, you mean it was pointing out, or? I wonder whether that is the same as this Langdong. The Rangsem Dan Lami Sem the Mobo Yame Komnarva. Compa De Dang Langdong ki compa chikal.
De Langdong Tela Langdong Langdong Sini Ba Sem Jinelong Saja Jimbilo Sem Jinelong Sum to Tok over it. Tini same general on the Jobus and Namiba go, you marry. So, the Jabu Capso, Lantong Jintun Bacapso, same general on some to toy your marry, then Lamisem talk the rank the same with your own Yemi Sampa Mubas on Go Barawa, Mugomra was over it.
So, there are two different phases or situations one has to discriminate. So, one is if one is talking about the real Vipassana, or the real superior insight, which has all the characteristics of that understanding of the, or discovering the nature of mind, which is clear and luminous. So then there is a direct perception, and one doesn't need any kind of reinforcement by aspiration or devotion. No? On the other hand, if for an ordinary being who has not directly realized his nature of his mind, then for doing so, he has to have to get some kind of understanding which is leading in the right way. Then he has to meditate with that aspiring conviction that the mind of the guru and his own mind, they were inseparable.
Yeah.
By doing this Guru Yoga, you say then. Da wenn da ist dann da Lamin also kommen die da Lamin tut dann langsam die mit da die kommen sie so so ne eine Person die kannst du langsam lasse da die da der Mixer tut dann die Taxi fällt.
I'm going to go to the next one.
So actually that meditation has to be preceded by the analysis and meditation on that one's own that mind is empty of nature. So if one has done that before, analyzed and looked in one's mind before a lot and has seen that there is no real essence in that, what one calls one's mind, then those things won't happen.
Nelong some the Mato because of Sosichi Yemi Sabe Mabatan and Mato Yemi Zogomare Yemi Zotogomare Zogomare Yin Sabe Mabatam Gadigir.
So actually, in the, while one is still an ordinary being who has not seen the nature of his mind, so when doing this Guru Yoga, then one doesn't have to do anything else than just to have this aspiring conviction. That the mind of the guru and one's own mind, they are inseparable. You don't have to make it or push it in any way. If you were not even able to make it, so there's no sense in doing so, in pushing. But just have this conviction or this what is called mipa in Tibet, another kind of aspiring conviction that there are inseparable.
Then lama ransi yemi jitaba, taba. Lama rāṅsīn yīrmi dā tāp gōni tōkpa lā nīhī gōrē tē rāṅga sīm sātāṅ yīrmi yīmbar nīhī chī lāma tōk yāṅ tē yīn dā sātāṅ yīrmi rē sātāṅ yīrmi jī chā nī ngō lā chēpā mēpā nīhī gōrē tāp chā nī nīhī yōng rē.
So also there has to be the conviction based on the view about the world when one analyzes mind and when one sees that mind by logical reasoning, it's nothing else than clear luminosity, and then the mind of the guru, of course, is also clear luminosity, so there could not be anything else but inseparable in nature.
Then, Gombe Kapso, Lama Nanjan Dawa Yenantane, Kosong Tokyo Wang Langte, Lama Wu Dushio, then Lama Tota Ransi Yemi to Chorsong, Sambe, Mabasanati, Gombre. Tony Matopa.
So that's concerning the view which one established before, and then actually doing then this practice or meditation, then one does like is described, and one visualizes one's guru in front of oneself and receives those three types of initiation, and finally dissolves the visualization in light and melts it into oneself, and then this is all done, or the dhamma rests, and this is all done by that conviction, that aspiring conviction.
Oh, then all. Yeah.
Before you said that, some form
korba.
ဒီတစ်တန်းတောင်မင်္ဂန်တန်ကြီးမစင်နာဒီကန်တောင်ကြီးမောင်ပါကျော်တယ်ဒါဆိုဒီတာဒီမင်္ဂန်တန်ကြီးမစင်နာမောင်ပါကျော်တယ်ညနာတောင်ငါဆိုခေါ်ပါစေပါတဲ့ခေါင်းနေရတဲ့မောင်ပါနေရုံကမာရမေမောင်ပါနေခန့်တဲ့တာမောင်ပါမယုံကြည့်တူတာဟိုတဲ့မင်္ဂန်တန်ကြီးမင်္ဂန်တန်ကြီး
ရဲရဲခေါ်ဘမုံပါနေရောမရပါစေအဲ့ဒါနဲ့ကြည့်တယ်ခန္ဓာရောရင်ခေါ်ဘမုံပါနေရောကြည့်ရင်နော်ရောတွင်တန်းလည်းမင်းတန်းထာကြီးမာစဲနော်တွင်တန်းရွယ်ပါရင်လပ်တော့ရောမရတွင်တန်းလည်းမုံရတွင်တန်းတော့ပါလည်းမုံကြည့်ဒီကပ်တွင်တန်းတော့ဝင်နေတွင်တန်းလည်းမင်းမင်းနော်တွင်တန်းရွယ်ပါဆောင်ရင်ရှိတော့မရတဲ့နဲ့တွင်တန်းလည်းညုပ်ပါလည်းမုံကြည့်တွင်တန်းတော့ပါလည်းမုံကြည့်ရပါ
ထူလည်းရောင်းမုန်ကြတယ်မင်းသားသားကြီးမင်းသားတနေ့ခေါ်ပါခေါ်ပါရင်ပတ်တန်ခေါ်ပါလေတုံးကရောပါတဆုလာမုန်ကြတယ်မင်းသားကြီးမုန်ပုံမုန်ပုံမုန်ပုံမုန်ပုံရောင်းမုန်ပုံမနာတော့ကြကြတယ်တနေ့တွင်တော့တော့ကြကြတယ်ရပါမရပါ
things is that in fact samsara comes from ignorance but if on top of that we were not even mentioning the names or like within concepts of those names of samsara and nirvana or pointing out by names the fact that in that ignorance of samsara we have this we have suffering and so on then it wouldn't be able to go beyond that samsara so first we have to have names to clarify the situation
deni meng da thani da meng da thani da so yang thurpa go ni jugo yere te teme tama thoba da bore teme tama thoba kula tama yo na te thoba che do cho ja deni cho de yang tama re deni ye za pho ye za da la so ba phu re tama ga thu go re teme tama thoba da wo nam to ki nam to jang deni ma to pa lan jugo re rembe jugo re rembeen jogor ma to lam sang ti ma to ba
so the way how to, actually we are dealing in this relative world and that samsara being in ignorance we're dealing with those concepts which are also kind of ignorance then the way how that works is that it's like the same as when we have some stain in some texture some of our clothes then we try to remove that stain with some other kind of stains so for example there's a some stain then we apply water which is again staining that clothes and then or some soap and which makes some other kind of stain for a while and so then slowly by means of other stains we remove that stain which has been there in the first place and so concepts working with concepts also is the same thing so slowly we can remove the confusion
te gom japak ka so ten daw yere a chu lu la sa ma ri chen ban nam do te ya ma che do ma do pe ten ngin zeng go ma do pe ten ngin zeng go de ma do pe sa nang chong na te ne lu ma chang ba re chok ba re sa be cha da ji sim chong na ma chang ban nam do ya ma che do tong ba ni go ta tong ba ni re sa ma yang tong ba ni re chok ba yang tong ba ni re tong ba ni ma do kan yo ma re sa be tong zeng ji ji ge re tōngzhēng jī nām tō tē yāng chē tō tōngbē ngāng lē lā gōng lā tē pā pē mē sē pā nā tōng yē mēng jā sōng tā wēn zī pō yā pō gōng lā lā mēk tā yā pō sā nā lā lā tē nē lā zī pō lē xēng bā tāng chāk bā dēng jī sōng kāp sō yāng lā tōngbā nye jī ngāng tō rā bā tā rōng tōngbā lē xēng bā kāk bā chē tō tōngbē ngāng tō lā kā jī mā tā wē tō gōng simpien je tong se pe ten de zo ten da wo man da wa man bo zo kor te zo tam che nam do ke nam do jo nam do ke nam do jo ba re
so way how then these concepts the concepts are transformed by concepts is also very clear to be shown by the progressive meditation one is doing so for example in the beginning we have a lot of attachment to our body as something pure and perfect and then to counteract this attachment to our the reality of all to that body then first we meditate on the impurity. So, and if that that meditation of impurity of body becomes really clear, then we really feel that our body is just this, is completely just disgusting and stinky and whatever. And then if that is, we are attached to that kind of idea, to remove that again, we meditate on emptiness. So then at that point, we reach that the point where we see that the cleanliness of the body and the impurity, they're both is just empty. And so then we develop some clinging that there's nothing but emptiness. And to remove that clinging to nothing but emptiness again, out of this emptiness we give rise to the idea of a deity, that deity being made out of light, like rainbow light, and very beautiful, and with a lot of dignity. And so then we might at one point get attached to this very beautiful deity made out of light, and so to remove this attachment again, then we dissolve that deity into emptiness. But again, we might get attached to that emptiness, that mere emptiness. So for that reason, out of the emptiness again, we give rise to the deity as an illusionary, having an illusionary body, performing the benefit for other beings. So there are many ways, like in which concepts are purifying concepts, or concepts changing concepts, and so on.
Then Rao, then Namdo and the Rembe Rembe Jorgo Gramato, Lamsang Namdo and the Tuchik to Jor Togomare, Ka Togomare, Jor Young, Rembe Rembe Jornamato Jor Togomare. This and Sanjay Tap Cabas and then Namdo Jotter Remba Mambo Song there.
So the way how concepts function, you could neither change in one moment completely, transform them completely, nor could we possibly stop them totally. There's no way to do it, and so even like when we cannot transform them completely in one instant, so we have to do it gradually. So that process, this is the only thing we can actually do, gradually transform concepts. And for that, because the Buddha, he was the one who showed the different various means to how to transform those concepts. He is believed to be extremely skillful.
Then money request on Namdo, the cat to go your mother, your to go your. Your to your caress and Namdo and Indian Jurgo your. Been a dying, but the so young and Ben Namdo, the Indian Namdo Jurgo your. Jura your palatine, they request a kit on Namdo, Sani cat to go your mother, in a young and bed and be your to go your. Your to palatine, the tenny nanger your. Nanger the chinny namji liaposondua, the nanger yap. Chinny namji the yapotaku.
If one analyzes the situation with logic, then one will find that actually there's no way how we could possibly stop thoughts completely. The only thing what we can do is to change concepts, and we can do that because concepts are changing naturally. They're always changing. For example, we have the concept of an enemy, and that is always gradually changing. It might change in the concept of a friend, and so on. So for that reason, then we can apply methods to change concepts, and then where that leads to is that we can see very clear expressed in that Chidan Shinyi Namba Chepa, where it speaks of that transformation of concepts.
Then Namto Jurva Latente, Serer Nama Layang, then Mune Jurva Yunguyere, then Yam Yungte, then Malanjan Nanjur Yamni say, Malang Mohi, Mohi Pacapsa, then Malamjan Nama Tamje. Jurjurzo Tobaino, the name was in Yam Yung Guyrawa Tanda, Nanger, Nanger your bata, Nanger your bata, Nanger Zotobe, was in Yam Yung Warido. Hagalo.
So if that transformation of concepts took place, then also there is a definite transformation in the appearance of the outer world. Because that depends on concepts, and that we can see very clearly by the example of the dream. So in the so-called dream yoga, then one is doing this, one recognizes the dream in the dream, and then by changing one's concepts, one changes the appearances in the dream.
Pena malam ngoy siba kapsa tarang, pena kolo dem chon rawo dorje pamon rawo la, je gomne ngoy sa la, ti kapsa sanang lasar po yeban jor thaba yina tene rang ge yapo gom thona nimi lyen de yang la ko na dong ye mi de jor thog re nyam nyong yong re jor thop nyam nyong yong ra se se ta
so
then chua jor ga sa jo
if in the dream yoga we manage to recognize the dream and then meditate on our dream body like the body of a deity, like for example called a Denshokan, and get that visualization very clear in the dream, then in the same we get some experience which enables us even in daytime to view our own body as the body of that deity.
Yeah. Yurme zem zo dong zem la de be zemi Nye la de be nyin zi ra za ro we sara zem jene Do bar jo Yurme zem zo dong zem la de be zemi ngo we Nye la de be nyin zi ra za Nye lo do bar jo Yurme zem zo dong zem la de be zemi ngo we Nila debe nyinze rongso, Osa semti nilo toba rongso. Debe yome. Zemzo dong semla debe zemi ngobu, Nila debe nyinze rongso, Osa semti nilo toba rongso. Yurme zemzo dong semla debe zemi ngobu, Nila debe nyinze rongso rongso rongso. Semjenelo do barjo. Yurme semzo dong semla debe zemi ngobu Nila debe nyinze rongso Wuzor semje nelo do barjo Yurla debe yurme semzo dong Semla debe zemi
Says that in fact the meaning of this verse in the Mahamudra prayer is equivalent to that which is expressed in the Tridanshini Namba Chepa under the the point of those four ways of application. There was the application of so-called focusing, then non-focus, and so on. And if one understands that well, there will be equivalent to this point of this verse. And the reason why it's then good to study that in the Tridanshini Namba Chepa is because those the words in general from the Sutta Yana, they are easier to understand. The terminology is clearer. And the terms in the Mahamudra context, they are more difficult to grasp.
Gewan ye ye wo kun sunam ye ye le zong tamba kun ye do bar zo mun jor lim gu ye zha ji zo yin la zo song ki zha ji ta zha zhen to ki zha ji jia er we gu song do ge zha ji